Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian. Last year, data trading in China accounted for 13.4% of the world's total. Many companies active in the sector gathered in Shanghai at the weekend for the Global Data Ecosystem Conference. Reporter Zhang Shixuan was there to find out what kind of data is being bought and sold.
Where we go, what we buy, who we are. To someone, we are data.
We need data. Data is the oil of the 21st century.
If it's regarded as critical as crude, it's going to be valuable and serve as a foundation for a wide variety of businesses. Just as oil needs to be refined, data needs to be collected, sifted, and analyzed for it to be worth something. And in a country like China, with 1.4 billion people, there is a mountain of data out there.Let's start with a look at the nation's vast road transport network.
When a car passes by an ETC on the expressway, there's the information of the plate, the owner, the mileage, the time, the direction, and the traffic fee.
ETC, or Electronic Toll Collection, forms an online system which allows non-stop passage of freight vehicles. As of the end of 2019,there were already nearly 200 million cars equipped with an ETC device. But who would want data from road toll gates?
In the past, traditional financial institutions were hesitant to enter the road cargo transport industry. They think it's of high risks. There were internet platforms offering loans with annual interest rate as high as more than 30%. Now, some banks are cooperating with us.They can get logistics operation information and get data support after loan issuance. They are providing a less than 5% interest rate.
There have also been data products that can help insurance companies decide a reasonable price for different vehicles' insurance. These were first listed on the Shanghai Data Exchange last year.
The annual trading volume of data products at the Shanghai Data Exchange last year exceeded 100 million yuan.And this year's on-exchange trading volume is expected to exceed 1 billion yuan. But where's all this growth coming from?
China, yes, goes through with a very unique ways, quite different with the other countries. Typically, quite different with the US and Europe. And in the US, you can find a lot of things is the organized by a company. We call a commercial company. But in China, you know, we take this the data product like a data asset. So a lot of the market function,should play by like us. They have the asset. They can use the asset using different roles. In the history, you use the cash to invest a company, but in this area, you can use your data asset to invest a company. Also, data asset is very interesting since it's go to the security areas.
Whenever data collection is mentioned, the questions of privacy and security are raised. It's a subject the industry is vocal about.
All the data products are not allowed for cash. Banks send a requirement to the API connector and enter a firewall to access the internet, where the database gives the bank a credit score. And the score will get to the bank after crossing another firewall.
Jinren Digis Technology says its data products have been accessed more than 20 million times in just a year.And each instance is recorded to guard against illegal use. At this weekend's Global Data Ecosystem Conference in Shanghai, security and data sovereignty were high on the agenda.
The concept of data sovereignty means that you can decide what you share, how long you share, and also what not to share, and also to say what is allowed to do with my data and what is not allowed. And I feel that also China is very interested in that becausePeople are afraid to put their data on some data platform and then the data stays there forever.
These data experts want more effort to be made to encourage institutions and companies to share their data.
It would be nice to have an international institution, part of the United Nations or not, that talks to governments and finds out which data are not sensitive, which data we should be sharing because there's no danger in them.
A trading chain was formed between 10 data exchanges and trading centers in China on Saturday, when Shanghai also announced the first batch of data product brands, covering finance, manufacturing, transport, sports, and technology. 张世学 Money Talks.